John, if I might just really add to this, I am very grateful that the Spirit of God did not say, looking unto the cloud of witnessing. He said, looking unto Jesus. The cloud of witnessing is great. And we could relate to, because these were men who just like in infirmities and in weaknesses like you and I. But as the Spirit of God highlight how faith empowers them and gives them energy to live in very difficult circumstances, there is no greater difficulties of circumstances than what the blessed Son of God as a man have gone through. And there is no one who have endured it as he did it in perfection. And he said, you keep your eyes on him. On the Mount of Transfiguration, I think Peter was looking at the cloud of witnessing. It's great. Let's just stay here. We have Moses, we have Elias, and we have the Lord Jesus. And the Father would remove both of them. This is my beloved Son. The Apostle Paul doing exactly the same thing. He's removing the cloud of witnessing. We have them. Thank God for it. But looking unto Jesus, and again, the reality of the suffering, he endured the cross. He did not despise the cross. It didn't say here that he despised the cross. He despised the shame. But he endured the cross. The reality of the suffering for righteousness' sake was there. And that's why he uses Jesus, the man who have gone, who have felt it in his own soul because he was sinless. He felt it in his own soul as a man, and he endured it because he maintained the right of God. And the verse didn't end there. It ended with, he sat at the right hand of God. There is a time that is coming for you and I. He is the forerunner. He sat at the throne of God. But he said, consider. You find it many times in the book of Hebrews. Every time he mentions something, after he bring doctrine or teaching or exhortation, he said, consider. Let's take heed. Because it's important now, because this whole idea is a continuous. That day in and day out, you sit in a Bible conference, now you are all charged, it's great. Well, the challenge is going to be this evening. The challenge is going to be on Monday. The challenge is going to be that we need to continue to consider him and having him before our eyes.
In that verse, the Lord Jesus, it says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. So he had that joy that was set before him. That seemed to give him the motivation to be sustained during that period of time. So who for the joy that was set before him, that joy he has.
I was thinking of this thought of the eyesight, spiritual eyesight. Earlier on, we'd read how those Old Testament patriarchs, they died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, the promises that were connected to the God of glory. When we came to Moses, it was Moses who saw him who is invisible. But when we move into chapter 12, Paul, in the context of this letter, is bringing them into a very intimate perspective of the Lord Jesus, as you said, as a man. I believe that this is such a unique privilege that not only the Hebrew believers in Paul's day had, but for us really to see Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 2, we see Jesus. We see him now crowned with glory and honor. And so as a man, the endurance of faith we see in him. Because I believe it reminds us in the end of verse 3 that after we are to consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, it is lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. This is the connection to the heroes of faith. You know, there were all the weaknesses that were there, but what motivated them, what caused them to press on and not to grow weary and weary in your minds, because your mind can really weary you thinking about the path of faith. But when we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher, and it's not the author and finisher of our faith, it's the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He despised the shame of the cross, but he sat down at the right hand of God. there is a wonderful reward for those who endure in faith.
And I believe we can sum it up, those very thoughts. We'll be meeting together, most of us here, meeting together around the Lord tomorrow. And the Lord said, the apostle said, in chapter 11:23, Corinthians, "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." He was betrayed. And then he says, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave, said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is for you. This do in remembrance of me." His desire is that we remember him also in the physical sufferings that he had. His betrayal. To think of this. He went, endured this as no one else has ever endured. Like we might say, from the hands of man, than for those first 3 hours. The second 3 hours we can hardly speak of because there was darkness. No one could enter into that scene of darkness. And what transpired between the Father, the Son, between God and the Son, what transpired there. But this, when we remember him, it brings to us the thoughts that we've just been considering together. How much he endured. How much he suffered. Why? Because he loved us. Yeah.
That was the part of the joy, that he would have us with him in a coming day. We've come to the, unfortunately, again, the end of our time of study together, the end of the reading.